United Healthcare. Your call may be monitored or recorded for quality and training purposes. Starting August 3, 2025, LifeScan One-Touch blood glucose meters and test strips will no longer be covered by most United Healthcare Medicare Advantage plans. Members continue to have coverage on Contour or AccuCheck brands, which are available at a $0 copay on most plans. If you use One-Touch products, please speak with your healthcare provider about getting a new prescription for one of these preferred products. United Healthcare. Your call may be monitored or recorded for quality. For English, just remain on the line.
Si es miembro y necesita ahora con su plan de salud o ofrema uno.
Hello. I'm Avery, your virtual assistant at United Healthcare. If you're a member and need help with your health plan, say I'm a member or press 1. Otherwise, in a few words, tell me what are you calling about?
Claims.
We can provide information on benefits, claims, prior authorization, credentials,
claims.
And any other questions you may have.
Claims.
Sure. What type of claim are you calling about?
Medical.
And what is the member ID?
1313487 63.
I heard 1313487 63. Is that correct?
No.
I have misunderstood you. What's the ID? I heard you say 1313487 63. Is that right?
Yes.
What's the member's date of birth, including the four-digit year? For example, June 19, 1966. Thank you. One moment while I pull up the account. All right, I have the account in front of me now. What's the date of service?
June 12, 2025.
Okay. What is your NPI?
1972604023.
Thanks. I've got it. Please hold while you're transferred to our self-service system. Please wait while I gather some information. Do you want a reference number for this member?
No.
Okay, what's the total amount billed?
400. Agent.
I don't see any claims around that date and billed amount. Please review the member's ID card to verify correct billing information was used to submit.
Advocate.
United Healthcare Provider Portal users can submit claims,
Advocate.
View full claim summaries, and more on the provider portal at uhcprovider.com. Sign in with your One Healthcare ID and navigate to the claims page for details. Once signed in, if you need any assistance, our online chat advocates are available to assist. Would you like me to repeat that?
Advocate.
I don't see any claims around that date and billed amount. Please review the member's ID card to verify correct billing information was used to submit. United Healthcare Provider Portal users can submit claims, view full claim summaries, and more on the provider portal at uhcprovider.com. Sign in with your One Healthcare ID and navigate to the claims page for details. Once signed in, if you need any assistance, our online chat advocates are available to assist. Would you like me to repeat that?
No, advocate.
Now you can say, check another claim or main menu.
Advocate.
Please hold while your call is being transferred. Would you be willing to take a survey at the end of this call?
No.
Okay, I'm transferring you to an advocate.
Good morning. Hello. This is Sky, your provider service advocate. Can you have your name?
Yeah, hi. Good morning. This is Steve from the provider's office with the last initial RS and Robert.
How can I help you for today, Steve?
I have a concern regarding the claim.
The proceed member's name and date of birth, please.
Sure. The member's name is Agapita Padilla, and the date of birth is August 6, 1947.
Name of the provider you're calling with?
Montgomery Family Medicine Associates.
Date of service of the claim?
It's June 12 of 2025.
Charge amount?
$498.75.
Thank you. While pulling up the claim here and account of the number, if you have access to portal, we can check claims, off, and benefit status, and we may now chat with one of our contact advocates. So I could see here, Steve, that your claim got last processed or denied on July 24, stating that it has a missing or invalid Part B diagnosis.
Yeah, so, but the thing is, we submitted the corrected claim, which was submitted on July 18 of 2025. Could you please help me with that corrected claim status?
Yeah, that's the most recent that we have here. Received on July 18 and denied on July 24. This is still denied as invalid Part B diagnosis for code 93880.
93880, and could you please confirm me which diagnose code is invalid, because we bill only two diagnose code as per the patient's past history and as per the ICD-10 diagnosis. So could you please just help me which diagnose code is not covered?
What diagnosis code do you have for this?
Okay, we build two diagnosis codes. It's R26.89 and the second one is R42. And both the diagnosis codes are covered under the Medicare guideline, as per the Medicare guidelines.
Are you sure for that?
Yes, that's the reason my billing department has mentioned that it is a covered diagnosis for the Medicare guidelines. So that's the reason I'm just asking.
Let me explain you this. Code 93880 is a duplex scan. And then you use diagnosis code R26.89.
Yeah.
So code 93880 is a specific diagnostic ultrasound procedure, while diagnosis R26.89 is a diagnosis related to gait and mobility issues.
Okay, give me a moment. Could you just repeat once again that this code is for the ultrasound? Ultrasound.
Same as the other diagnosis that you've used, R42. The diagnosis you used is for dizziness, which could be related to cerebrovascular study. So that's will still not serve as a valid diagnosis for that code.
Okay, so as 93880 is CPT code is for the ultrasound procedure, diagnostic ultrasound procedures. That's the reason this diagnosis codes are not covered under this procedure code. You mean to say that?
Not covered. I did not say that it's not covered, but I said it will serve as not a valid diagnosis for that code.
Okay. Fine, no problem. Fine, you can help me with the call reference number for this member.
Sure, let me generate that for you. Did I resolve your concern and satisfied with the service provided?
Yeah.
Anything that you could share so we could improve IVR, website, or previous agents have encountered?
Right now I don't have any words because, yeah, I'm just enjoying the services.
Okay, Steve. So, reference? Mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just saying I'm just really happy with your services on for the website as well and for the call for representative as well. Thank you for your service.
Okay, then, so you're welcome, Steve. So, here's the reference number. 2047. Thank you for calling and hope you have a wonderful day. Goodbye for now.
Bye-bye. Have a great day.